Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 92 on December 14th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on GameStop, Apache Corporation, and the 20-year Treasury Bond ETF. And then we discuss three new trades on Intra-Cellular Therapies, Conagra Brands, and American Airlines. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here, or even about some of your own positions, feel free to email me. Email questions to me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the equity markets experienced a little more volatility this week, but managed to finish the week a little bit higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average grew 120 points week over week, closing the week at 28,135 points. The S&P 500 index gained nearly 23 points over the week, ending at 3,168 points. Now, the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus or confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. So the topic of this week is something that I'm focused on right now, especially since we only really have two more weeks left into this year, two more weeks in 2019. And honestly, a friend of mine recently pointed out 2 weeks left in this decade. So what I'm thinking about really are my trading goals for 2020. And so a lot of people understand that the mindset that you have during trading is imperative. I mean, it's really important. And when I was younger, I used to read quite a few books on trading mindset. I really stopped because I honestly feel like so many of these books are fluff. It's not that I don't agree that there's value to it. There's an immense amount of value in focusing on your mindset during trading. I just found that what I really needed at the time was more skill, meaning more technical and fundamental ability than having the right mindset. At this point in my life, mindset truly is what matters. I can tell that my ability to clearly manage risk is significantly different if I'm positive or negative. If I'm managing a significant amount of stress, if I've had significant losses or even significant gains recently, it affects my mindset. And for the new people out there, you might not realize, but having some huge successes early can be one of the most detrimental things to your mindset, because you can feel infallible. And the moment you feel infallible, I mean, just set your watch, you're going to have we'll call it a learning opportunity. You'll have a lesson coming. And so I really like to start the year off in the right mindset, and preparing my goals is one of those things that really help me focus on what's important. So I like looking at, I mean, when we're talking about trading, I like looking at my goals for as a percentage. If I told you outright my numerical, my actual dollar goal for the year, it wouldn't really be of value to you, because I might have a different size trading account than you. Right? So if I'm trading a $5,000 account and I say my goal is to double my account next year, so make another $5,000, that's significantly different than if I say I have a $5 million account or a $50 million account that I'd like to make 100% return on over the next year and then going from there. So it's important to look at percentages. And if you can break down your monthly goals, if you can break down your annual goal percentage-wise into monthly goals that are truly, accomplishable, realistic, really, is a better way to put it. If your goals are realistic, then you have a much better shot of attaining them. And honestly, trading options 100%, depending on the size of your account, is quite doable. Some people, I know people that do better than that, you know, 130%, 150%. I certainly have had years where that was, it just seemed easy because of the volatility in the market. So number two thing that I like to focus on beyond just the numbers, beyond just the percentage gains that I like to see next year, is what's my trading plan? Because it all starts there, right? If you're looking at focusing on a covered call strategy, it might be difficult for you to actually double your money over the course of the year. But if you're looking at strategies that use your capital in a different way and actually can yield higher percentage gains, then you might be able to go significantly better than doubling your money. Or maybe doubling your money isn't what you're looking at. Maybe a 10%, a 20% return, maybe even just beating the S&P's return would be enough. I mean, that's enough for most money managers. So really, I look at what type of percentage goals do you have in mind? And honestly, what strategies can get you there? So plan the trade and then create scenarios or create boundaries so that you are almost forced into trading the plan. So sometimes I'll look at a chart and say, oh my gosh, this is going through the roof. This definitely will work. And I will break my own plan if my plan was actually to trade spread strategies over the course of the year and try to create a defined and repeatable return. So plan the trade, trade the plan. And then, of course, this is actually number one. My focus is always on better understanding risk, right? If I can understand risk, then I can not only limit my losses ideally, but I also can find ways to understand and leverage risk to make more money. It'll give me a better idea of when risk is being mispriced in the marketplace. Either it's being priced too cheap or too expensive. If it's too cheap, then I'm going to look to buy that trade. If it's too expensive, then I'm going to look to sell that trade. And that really is it. If I can focus on those three things, then I'm going to have a phenomenal year. And I challenge you guys to spend the next 2 weeks thinking about what this means for your own strategies and your own portfolio. So number one is setting a goal from a return perspective. What type of percentage return do you hope to have next year? And what type of return would you need on a monthly or quarterly basis in order to achieve that annual goal? Number two, what types of trades can you look for and take part in order to accomplish that type of return? And then number three is, what are you doing to better understand risk over the course of the year? The better you understand risk, the better chance that you'll have of reaching that percentage goal that you have in mind, and certainly creating a plan that could possibly achieve it. So that's it. 2 weeks out, start getting ready for 2020. Now, let's take a look at the review from last week's trades. And if you remember on last week's show, I did mention that these trades were just sort of theoretical. I wasn't feeling overly excited by any of them. And that is going to show in the returns of these trades today. So we'll start off with the covered call. We looked at GameStop, Class A stock, symbol GME, G as in golf, M as in Mike, E as in Echo. At the time, the stock was trading for $6.68 per share. And I looked at buying that stock and selling the D7 call at 43 cents, hoping for an 11.23% return in 2 weeks. Well, GameStop shares lost $1.23 per share this week, closing at $5.45 per share. The December 7 call that we sold can be repurchased for a penny, making that a gain of 42 cents in the option. But that means that we have a net loss of 81 cents per share on this trade. So this fall off was both below the previous trend and below the break-even price on the trade. So given that there's only 1 week left before December expiration, I would simply walk away from this trade and take the loss. Now, you can always roll the trade forward by buying the call option back and selling a lower strike call, selling the lower strike call option in the month of January. I'm not always a big fan of rolling trades forward in time. I like to keep my risk managed well within its original time frame. If you decided to sell the January 6th call, a move below $6 per share would lead to slightly better than break even on the trade, and it would extend your risk time frame another 5 weeks. So extending the trade, rolling it forward, might get you back to break even, but it could also mean that this stock goes lower. So ultimately, you're keeping the risk on. As long as the trade is active, the risk is still on. And I'd rather just take the loss and look for new trades going forward. Next, we'll look at the credit spread. We looked at Apache Corporation, symbol A as in Alpha, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha. At the time, the shares were trading for $19.99 per share. And I looked at selling that December 20.5/21 call spread at 15 cents, which can yield a maximum loss of 35 cents. Now, Apache stock rose $1.36 this week, closing on Friday at $21.35 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is now in the money. And that means we sold the spread for 15 cents, and you can buy it back. It can be repurchased for 39 cents, which is a loss of 24 cents per spread. Now, you could look to buy that spread in and then place a trade to recapture the losses. You could sell the December 21/20.5 put spread at 14 cents and the December 21/20/22 call spread at 10 cents. That would equal the 24 cent loss, but it also alters the risk in a way that might not be worthwhile. So the only way you would keep the full 24 cents is if the stock closed between $21 and $21.50 on Friday. With 1 week left, it's not a bad trade, but it does still open you up to some risk for the week. So you have to make sure that you understand the risk inherent in this trade before you try to significantly alter it. And then our final trade from last week, which is like our final kick in the pants, was a debit spread on iShares, the 20-year Treasury bond ETF, symbol TLT, T as in Tango, L as in Lima, T as in Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $138.35 per share. I looked at buying the December 139/138 half put spread for 33 cents, which could yield a maximum gain of 17 cents or 51.52% return in 2 weeks. Now, shares of TLT grew 69 cents this week, ending at $139.04. The in-the-money put spread we bought is now out of the money, and we could sell the spread at 20 cents, which is a loss of 13 cents. Now, the chart doesn't look overly bullish to me, so I would be more prone to hold on to the trade for a few more days and see if prices fall again. If there was more time in this trade, I would also consider selling a lower strike put spread, such as the December 138/137 half put spread, which can be sold at 12 cents. Now, once again, there's only 5 days left in this trade, so managing the risk is of the utmost importance at this point. So that's it for last week's three trades. And honestly, this week's trades, I'm not overly excited about. Sometimes I'm super excited about them. And actually, I shouldn't say that. The covered call this week is actually pretty interesting. But overall, I think you just have to look for trades that are out there that fit your dynamics, fit your goals. These somewhat hit the bar, hit the minimum of what I'm looking for, but I'm not certain that they are all what I would want to start off January 2020 expiration with. So I'll definitely be looking for more trades as the market opens on Monday. Sometimes when the market opens, these same companies will present some new spread pricing that makes the trades even more interesting. So we'll start off, as usual, with the covered call. We're looking at a company called Intracellular Therapies, stock symbol ITCI. I as in India, T as in Tango, C as in Charlie, I as in India. The stock ended the week at $12.82 per share. I'm looking at buying that stock and selling the January 14 call at $4.20. hoping for a 42% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying Intracellular stock for $12.82 and selling the January 14 call at $4.20. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $14 per share, and the break-even price on this trade is $8.62 per share. Now, I love it when I'm looking at companies like this and you see one strong bar that's headed straight up. That's why there's so much premium in this call option. And given that the call option is trading for about 30%, definitely 30%, closer to 40% of this trade, I can't help but sell it. Now, when we've done that in the past few weeks, it's led to a significant return in a short time frame. But what it also did is it predicted, it became a great predictor of a huge rally in the stock. So just consider that. And the good thing too is that taking in so much premium on the call option creates a huge buffer for us on the stock. So with our break-even price being $4 lower, that means that this stock could still have a negative move and still create enough time for us to exit before losing money overall on the trade. So our second trade this week is going to be a credit spread on Conagra Brands, symbol C as in Charlie, A as in Alpha, G as in Golf. Stock ended the week at $28.38 per share. I'm looking at selling the January 29-30 call spread at 30 cents, creating a maximum possible loss of 70 cents per share. Now, you enter this trade by selling the January 29 call at 95 cents and concurrently buying the January 30 call at 65 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $29 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $29.30. And honestly, for a $1 wide call spread, 30 cents is about as low as I am willing to sell it for, and that's really the reason why I'm not overly excited about this trade. I wish it were priced closer to 35 cents. That would make it a better sell. 30 cents is sort of right at the bar. So definitely take a look and decide if this is a trade that you'd actually like to get into. I'm hoping that when the market opens Monday morning, that there's going to be a few more option or maybe some better pricing decisions to make on this trade. Now, the final trade for this upcoming week is a debit spread on American Airlines, symbol AAL, A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. Stock ended the week at $27.48 per share, and I'm looking at buying the January 29-28 put spread for 68 cents, hoping for a maximum gain of 32 cents or 47% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying the January 29 put for $2.01 and selling the January 28 put concurrently at $1.33. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $28 per share. The break-even price is $28.38 per share. Now, that's one of the things I like about this American Airlines stock is that it's really been in a downward trend for a long time. I feel strongly about this trade. I do wish it were priced a little bit less. 68 cents starts to push towards the higher end of what I'm willing to take on. And sometimes, just to make it clear to you guys, I will buy an 80 cent debit spread looking to lock in 20 cents. You know, that's still a 25% return. It's just that sometimes if you can get closer to a 50% return, you can end up having a trade that looks very likely. It looks like it's going to happen and it's going to pay out an amazing amount of money in a matter of a few weeks. And you're getting this sort of return with a known loss. Like, you can't, it's so much different when, if you guys ever trade futures, there are a number of futures trading strategies that will talk about having these amazing returns. Like, hey, maybe you'll get 50% return or 100% return. But what's not said is that you also can lose a significant amount of money well above the margin that you put up for the trade initially. So that's one of the things I like about trading option spreads, is that it's known. Our maximum loss, our maximum gain, our maximum return, it's all known right up front, and you can make your decisions. You can make better decisions in managing your money because of that. So that's it for this upcoming week. You guys know, of course, that this next Friday, Friday, December 20th, is options expiration for December. So your December trades have 1 week left, and January is 5 weeks away. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.